Welcome to episode number 5 of the High School Football Roundup Podcast. I'm Walter Johnson, and in this week's edition, I'll talk about the following things, the following topics. Colquitt County's 30-game winning streak came to an end, and where do the Packers go from here? And the Lee County Trojans pick up a victory at the Corky Kale Classic in Macon from last week. And finally, the Valdosta Wildcats get win number 900. And last, but certainly not least, a few quick observations from the so-called zero week or the opening week of high school football action. So, not a whole lot of time to waste. So, let's get started. Obviously, starting with the Colquitt County Packers losing 34-27 to Mill Creek out of Gwinnett County in the Corky Kale Classic at the Georgia Dome in Atlanta last Saturday on August 20th. And the Packers fell behind 20-0 and actually made a game out of it in the second half and pulled within one score, but you know, just way too many mistakes, obviously, and that really killed the Packers. And as a result, the Packers' 30-game winning streak has come to an end. And next up for the Packers, their home opener, and yet another Saturday night contest as they take on American Heritage, located just outside of Miami, Florida, down in South Florida. So really not much is known about American Heritage. Obviously, other than the fact that they're among the top programs in Florida, if not the entire nation. So it definitely doesn't get any easier for head coach Russ Propst and the Colquitt County Packers. And moving right along, and the Lee County Trojans and went up to Macon last Thursday, August 18th. Jumped out to a quick 10-0 lead, and then after Jones County cut that lead to just 4 points at 10-6 at the end of the third quarter, Lee County actually added a touchdown and made extra point and a field goal in the fourth quarter. And Jones County made things interesting late, scoring a late touchdown with about 95 seconds left in that contest. And then the Greyhounds from Gray, Georgia, just northeast of Macon, and tried and not even 90 miles southeast of Atlanta, tried an onside kick in the closing seconds, but only to have Lee County recover. And the Trojans held on for a 20-13 win. And it doesn't get any easier for head coach Dean Fabrizio and company as they travel down to Bainbridge, Georgia to take on the Bainbridge Bearcats. And this is the season opener for the Bearcats. So a very interesting game there. And last Friday, August 19th, down in Valdosta, the Valdosta Wildcats, as many of you listening, and especially those of you listening for the first time, as many of you know by now, Valdosta has won 900 games, became the first high school football program in the nation to do so, as they just really rolled Pat Oliver and the Lowndes Vikings. In the final score, Valdosta 38, Lowndes 13. And the only other such program at any level, program or franchise, would be high school, college, NFL, or any other professional league to win at least 900 games during their entire history. The University of Michigan Wolverines, yes, that team that has the so-called Big House up in Ann Arbor, Michigan, And Michigan goes into 2016 season winning 925 games all time. And 11 national championships. I think it's the last time that happened. It was, say, around 1997 or so. That Michigan won a national championship. And Valdosta has won 24 state championships. None since 1998. Yeah, but to win your, not only win the first game of a brand new season under a brand new head coach in Alan Rodemaker, replacing Rance Gillespie, who's now at Georgia Southern as an assistant coach under new head coach Tyson Summers. I mean, to win not only your first game of the season under a brand new head coach, but to win the 900th game in your program's history, which dates back to 1913. I mean, that's nothing short of amazing. You know, that's unbelievable. Valdosta winning 900 games. And that now leads us to some of the quick observations and the fact that Valdosta won as won many games, and as they did, I'm thinking, and they did it over their arch rivals, the Lowndes Vikings, and it's also an amazing thing in and of itself. And you know, considering that Valdosta could have chosen to move up to Class 7A, where Lowndes is, but chose not to. And see like Valdosta made the right decision for that program at the time. And obviously Lowndes and Colquitt weren't the only teams in the all-new Region 1-7A to struggle this week. And Camden County also lost as the Cats from the Coast, the Wildcats, crossed the state line in the Orange Park, Florida, near Jacksonville, and lost 27-13 to Oak Leaf. And the Tift County Blue Devils, believe it or not, were the only 1-7A squad to get a victory as they went up to Georgia Southern University. You know, speaking of Georgia Southern, up in Statesboro at Paulson Stadium, and absolutely stomped South Effingham. Final score 41-0. Tift County on top. And Colquitt County's 34-27 loss to Mill Creek not only snapped a 30-game winning streak that spanned two full seasons, 2014 and 2015, and back-to-back Class 6A state titles. And it also just capped off a rough week for GHSA Region 1-7A, finishing just 1-3. On the flip side, in GHSA Region 1-6A was the only school, or make that the only region from our area, to finish the first week undefeated, going 5-0. In Houston County, 26-14 winner over Mary Persons last Thursday in that same Corky Kale Classic up in Macon on the campus of Mercer University. North side of Warner Robins just absolutely walloped. Warner Robins took the Demons to the woodshed, 55-3. And Coffee, 41-13 winner over Effingham County in the Region 1-6A. And all five teams for the second week in a row are ranked in the top 10. And all five teams are ranked in the 10 different polls, three different polls. And I'm thinking the Score Atlanta poll at scoreatl.com. And all five teams from Region 1 are ranked in the top 5. In the 6A poll, north side of Warner Robins is number 1, followed by Houston County, Valdosta, Lee County at number 4, and the Trojans from Douglas, Georgia, Coffee, rounding out the top 5 at number 5. Yeah, that's nothing short of amazing. And some other quick observations from that first week, and we're moving down the classification totem pole in 1-5A. And Region 1-5A finished 2-2 in that first week of the season. And out of the four teams that took the field, and Bainbridge had last week off, and Thomas County Central and Harris County both won, while Warner Robins and Veterans both lost. Speaking of TCC, and the Yellow Jackets took the Worth County Rams to the woodshed, cruising to a convincing 48-7 win. So that win, yes, Worth County's in AAA, and yet but the real surprise was not so much that Thomas County Central won. Is the margin of victory 41 points that surprised a lot of people. And moving on to Region 1-4A, 8 teams there, and only half of the teams in that league took the field. And Cairo was a 23-12 winner over Class AA Thomasville. And Hardaway and North Side of Columbus both picked up season-opening wins. And Carver Columbus had won 17 straight opening game, 17 straight openers, until they were crushed at Opelika, Alabama, 34-7. And a rough week for some teams that crossed the state line. And Crisp County was the only one AAA team to come out on top, as they drilled Dooley County and crushed them 38-6. And one 2A, one AA went 1-4. And Brooks County was the only team that won. Early County was a 27-13 loser across the state line in Alabama to Eufaula. Albany High fell 21-12 at Hugh Mills Stadium to Pelham. And Berrien got blasted by Irwin County 42-7 last week. And Region 1 single A. And 5 out of the 12 teams took the field there. And Bakenton Charter won their season opener, crushing newcomer Paul Tala Charter 43-0. And mentioned 21-12. Pelham pounding Albany High. And Randolph Clay crushed Abbeville, Alabama 36-6. Home win for the Red Devils out of Cuthbert, Georgia. And Terrell County was a 35-21 loser at Taylor County up in Butler, Georgia, located halfway between Columbus and Macon. And Region 2 single A went 3-1 in that first week, with losses, and the only team that lost was Atkinson County, losing 35-15 at Fellowship Christian. And Clinch crushed Bleckley County at home 47-7. And we mentioned Irwin County, 42-7 winner at Berrien. And Turner County, as mentioned earlier in the podcast, winning 34-32 at Daugherty in Albany. And finally, Deerfield-Windsor losing in overtime in an exhibition to Miller County 28-27. And unfortunately, I'm out of time for this edition of the High School Football Roundup podcast. Remember, log on to SouthwestGeorgiaNetwork.com and follow on Twitter at